A melody tutorial with Maestro Meow Unibrow. Melodies should be composed by ear. Wherever you start, wherever you are, it is always about finding the next note. You should use a violin to make the sound. There is nothing more beautiful sounding than a lovely violin. And just keep going until you make it till the end. Make a whole song out of just a melody, and you will find whatever it is that you are looking for. But before we begin composing our little melody, I want to introduce you to the most beautiful song ever composed, and the greatest and most magnificent story ever told. And the story told is different for all of us. The song is named Capriccio Italien, and composed by Piotr Tchaikovsky in 1880. I think it contains most of the secrets of music. It is a wonderful masterpiece to learn from about instrument composition. Now, let us return to the task at hand and make a melody together. Something with long notes and positive directions. Something not too cheerful, but also none too sad. The way I usually do this is by meowing first, and then following it up with an instrument like this. Meow, 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 ooh. Don't stop when you find something that you like. Keep going. Let us add a second part, something more uplifting. But before you add, you have to re-listen to what you have thus far, and then add something that makes it better. Me, me, meowee, woo-wa. Everybody always teaches melody making to be about asking questions and making answers, but we can do a lot better than that. In the third part of our melody, we will call out to the universe out of loneliness. It is not a sad call, it is just a way to remind all the stars that we are here. Here is how you speak to the universe. Ah, oh, wee wah woo wee. And of course, our listeners will now expect an answer. Now, of course, the universe has its own voice. This does not mean that you abandon the violin. No, 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 no. It just means that in this moment in your melody, you will have to speak for the stars. Sure, you may not agree with the way I think that stars speak, but since they are tiny little plops in the sky that are always all too far to get to me, they make a plop sound. Please don't laugh. And the music box that in my mind is associated with going to sleep beneath the stars is a natural and neat interpretation of that sound. Here is the universe speaking back. Pla, pla, pli, pu, pla, pu, pla, pla. And now we add a second violin, one that is more distant. Whatever the stars of the universe said, they make the new voice respond. I add distance by increasing the reverb and tail of the notes. And I make it different from the voice asking the question by giving it a kind of a different tempo. Yeah. And here is our melody in full. First, I play the meows, and then the instruments. Meow, 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 ooh. Me, me, meow, wee. Pla, pla, pli, pu, pla, pu, pla, pla. Yeah.